This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. India has rejected the remarks made by Bangladesh officials on the developments in West Bengal. External Affairs Ministry spokesperson Randhir Jaiswal termed the remarks as a disguised and disingenuous attempt to correlate with India's concerns over the ongoing persecution of minorities in Bangladesh, where the criminal perpetrators of such acts still roam free. He added that instead of making unwarranted comments and indulging in virtue signaling, Bangladesh would do better to focus on protecting the rights of its own minorities. The Calcutta High Court rejected the plea of NIA investigation into the violence over the protest against WAF Amendment Act in Murshidabad district. We have a report.
The division bench of the Calcutta High Court ordered that the central forces would remain deployed in the tension-hit areas of the Murshidabad district, but the court rejected the plea for NIA investigation into the violence over the protest against Wakaf Amendment Act in Murshidabad district. Meanwhile, under the vigil of administration, central forces and police, normalcy is returning to the violence-hit areas of Murshidabad district of West Bengal. The officer in charge, OCs of Shruti and Shamshirganj police stations, have been transferred yesterday. Police have arrested another person in the killing of a father-son duo at Jafarabad. Police arrested 274 people till now in connection with the violence-related incidents in the district. Kalyan Laha, Akashvani News, Kolkata.
Former Union Minister and BJP leader Anurag Thakur today slammed the Congress Party over the National Herald case. Addressing a press conference of the case in New Delhi, Mr. Thakur accused the Congress of being involved in several scams since independence.
नेशनल हेराल्ड का नाम सुनते ही कांग्रेस पार्टी के पूरे इकोसिस्टम में सेंसेशन होने लगते हैं और ऐसे सेंसेशन होने लाजमी भी हैं क्योंकि पकड़े जो गए हैं चोरी करते हुए और आजादी के बाद आज तक अगर आप कांग्रेस का देखेंगे एक नहीं अनेक घोटाले सामने आए
हैं इन छत्तीसगढ़ 22 माओवादी इंक्लूडिंग 9 फीमेल नक्सल्स सरेंडर टुडे इन सुकमा डिस्ट्रिक्ट अ टोटल रिवॉर्ड ऑफ 40,50,000 रुपीस वाज अनाउंस्ड ऑन दिस माओवादी This Maoist surrendered before the senior officers of police and the CRPF. All the Maoists have been given an incentive amount of 50,000 rupees each under the rehabilitation policy of the state government. Apart from this, other facilities will also be provided to them. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today spoke to the CEO of Tesla, Elon Musk, and discussed collaboration in the areas of technology and innovation. In a social media post, Mr. Modi informed that he talked about various issues, including the topics that he covered with Mr. Musk during his meeting in Washington, D.C. earlier this year. Mr. Modi also reaffirmed India's commitment in advancing partnerships with the U.S. in the domains of technology and innovation. The Srimad Bhagavad Gita and the Bharat Muni's Natya Shastra are now inscribed in UNESCO's Memory of the World Register. Responding to a post by Union Minister Gajendra Singh Shekhawat on social media, Prime Minister Narendra Modi hailed the inclusion as a global recognition of India's timeless wisdom and rich culture. Hamas has rejected Israel's latest ceasefire offer, instead proposing for a comprehensive deal to end the war and exchange all hostages for Palestinian prisoners. Israel's proposal included a 45-day truce and the release of 10 hostages. Hamas dismissed it as a partial deal, serving Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's political agenda. Hamas said it is prepared to negotiate a comprehensive deal to exchange all hostages for Palestinian prisoners and bring the conflict to an end. Christians across the globe are observing Good Friday today, one of the most solemn and sacred days in the Christian calendar. Marking the crucifixion of Jesus Christ at Calvary, Good Friday is a day of mourning, reflection and spiritual devotion. On the occasion, Prime Minister Narendra Modi remembered the sacrifice of Jesus Christ. In a social media post, the Prime Minister wrote that the day inspires us to cherish kindness, compassion and always be large-hearted. Today is also the Prakash Purav of the ninth Guru, Guru Tegh Bahadur Sahib Ji. Born in Amritsar in 1621, he was the youngest son of the sixth Sikh Guru, Sri Guru Hargobind Sahib Ji. In IPL T20 cricket, Royal Challengers Bengaluru will take on Punjab Kings at the M. Chinnaswamy Stadium in Bengaluru this evening. The match is scheduled to start at 7:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.